Hello, and welcome to the Saga Geek. I'm Stork, but I'd rather be Chaisa Farmiga. Is she in the Nun too? I think, maybe. Well, let's just get right into it then. The weekend box office for September 8th through the 10th. And here we go. The Nun 2 came in first. The Vatican Strikes Back, or I don't think there's a tagline. It made $32 million, and that's enough to take it. In second place, The Equalizer 3, Dream Warriors. I'm just adding tags to this now just to amuse myself. Made $12 million for a total of $61. And third, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. I don't have a tag for this one. I'm just curious. There was a 2? I don't remember a 2. Made $10 million. That's not great. Fourth, another newbie. Yeah, the top four, the only returning one is The Equalizer 3. Coming in four, Jawan. I assume this is a prequel to Jawan a Man. Made $6 million, total of $7 million, so it must have opened Thursday or Wednesday or something. From Yash Raj Films, USA Inc. Not familiar with their work. Coming in fifth, Barbie. Dropping all the way from number two last week. Only a paltry $5 million for $620. Sixth, The Blue Beetle, $3 million for $63. Seven, Gran Turismo, $3 million for $35. Eight, Oppenheimer, $3 million for $315. Nine, TMNT, Mutant Mayhem, $2 million for $111. That's good. Got over 100 mil. Not bad, not bad. And coming in 10 at the bottom of my top 10, Bottoms, $2 million for $7. Oof. I think that's a comedy. Orion Pictures is probably not laughing at that total gross after 3 weeks. So that's my little joke. All right, let's move into a getting to know you. Yeah, I went to a trivia night. Not something I've done a lot of. As smart as I am, I haven't been to a lot of, and as much as I like bars, I haven't been to a lot of trivia stuff. I'm probably the fourth, I would say, time I've ever done with this. With Peacock, of course, and a couple of her friends. And it was okay. The funny thing is that one of the tables close to us, the Riddler was there. So I was like, well, we're not winning. This guy looked just like, well, not just like, but very much like the Paul Dano Riddler with the bowl cut and the glasses and stuff. I saw him and I just started laughing. Like, well, of course, the Riddler shows up for trivia night. We're screwed. It was so slow. The woman who did it was the first time this bar has ever hosted it. There were 5 rounds, 7 questions each, and it took 2.5 hours. It just way too long. We came in second and then third because she screwed up the math. So, yeah, and I didn't do that good. I'm a little embarrassed. And one of the questions, they took my answer over somebody else's, and I was like, I'm not adamant about my answer. I actually like your answer, too. I don't know. And I don't know if that would have put us in second. I don't think it would have put us in the running for winning. And I don't know that the winners even got anything. So that's kind of shitty. I feel like the bar should at least give you a $10 gift card or something. So I don't know what the deal is with it, if we'll be back or not. It was fun enough. I don't know. I just didn't do that great. And it took, like I said, way too long. It should be less than 2 hours, I would think. She was playing a lot of music between questions. And like, it's like you see the question, she reads it, it's on a screen. You should have that done in like a minute max. And it was probably more like 3 minutes for each question, if not 5 sometimes. So yeah, it needs to tighten up. All right, let's move on to some new stuff watched. And it's only one thing. It's Ahsoka Episode 5 Shadow Warrior. And this one, I'm kind of mixed feelings about. I really like the Anakin stuff. And I find myself actually appreciating the Hayden Christensen that we're getting in these shows. It's he got shit on a lot. I shit on him. But a lot of that is Lucas. I feel like he's much better represented in these new shows, and he's doing a good job with what he has. And he didn't have a lot in the prequel movies. I don't think he was as good an actor either. And I don't know if he's a good actor now or it's just the material that's better, but good for him. The whale stuff at the end, I think it's stupid. I'll just say it. It felt very Voyage Home, Star Trek, The Voyage Home, which did it much better with mind melding with whales. And I didn't like it at all. I know it ties into the cartoon and all that jazz, but I thought it was dumb. The little kid, Jason, Hera's kid, freaks me the hell out. I don't like him. He's disturbing. I don't like kids to begin with, especially in shows. So when he showed up, I was like, here we go. And he is a freak show. I don't know if he's supposed to be like that. I don't know if it's his face. Sorry, kid. But or just the way he acts. He's not, I don't think he's a good actor, the little kid. Like, I dumped on Hayden Christensen when he was a teenager. I dumped on Jake Lloyd. I'm going to call you out. There's a lot of good kid actors. I don't find him to be one of them. And he looks weird. I'll say it. Hate me for it. I don't care. I don't like that character at all. So other than that, but the Anakin and Ahsoka stuff was really, I found that really intriguing and good. And I even got a little bit of a chill here and there. So that was cool. Even seeing her as like a little girl in the Clone Wars, that was pretty cool. I don't think she was voiced by the cartoon actress because it didn't sound exactly, it was pretty close. I'm not 100% sure. I don't think so, but it would have been cool if they did that. But then I guess the little actress would have been screwed over. So I don't know. Again, kind of a 50-50 episode for me. Some good things, some dumb things. I've enjoyed it to this point so far, though, overall. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite category, sports ball. Coco Gauff and Novak Djokovic won the U.S. Open Tennis Championships, the women's and men's finals, respectively. Apparently, Coco Gauff is the youngest since Serena, I think. One of the Williams sisters won it. I think maybe Serena. Novak Djokovic, I think this is like his, I don't know how many he's won. He's won a lot of tennis over the years. And another one for him. I don't even know who each of them played. I wasn't really into this tournament. I want to get back into watching the tennis championships at least because I always did like it. I don't know why. I just haven't gotten into it. Maybe because it's hard to find on TV nowadays. I don't know. But maybe next year I'll try and focus on that like I did golf this year. And we can add another sport of kings to my list that nobody cares about. All right. Also, the Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers says surgery for his torn Achilles went great, but he is still out for the season. After four snaps, yeah, that's pretty sad if you're a Jets fan. I mean, I don't wish anybody to get an injury like that, except for that Jason kid. but it's still, it's just like there was such a big to-do about him going to the Jets, leaving Green Bay, and four snaps, and he's out for the season. But it seems like he wants to come back, so best of luck in that, and hopefully the Jets will have him next year, I guess. Another year older and not having played. I mean, it might refresh the rest of his body, I guess. He just has to be able to run around. Well, let's move on to golf, too. Dustin Johnson says defection to LIV cost him Ryder Cup spot. That was the headline on ESPN, one of the little news stories. And it sounds like a bunch of sour grapes to me. Like, dude, there's another guy that made the team that wasn't on the PGA Tour, really. I think Brooks Koepka. He just didn't play that good. And he did go on in the article to say, well, if I would have played better. But he's been in it, I think, like the last five Ryder Cup teams. Just because you've been in it a lot doesn't mean you get an automatic bid. Other players get up and come up and are better and have a better year. So I don't blame. Who's the captain? I think it's another Johnson. Is it Zach Johnson? I don't know. I'm sure you at home know. But yeah, so I just saw that and I was like, well, I don't think it's they're targeting you because you aren't on the PGA Tour. He still played in the four majors. He came, his best finish was 10th in, I want to say the U.S. Open. No, he wasn't in the U.S. Open, was he? I don't know, but maybe it was the PGA Championship. But I mean, he missed the cut at the British Open and he came in, might have been the Masters. He came in 55 in one of them. And so, yeah, he just didn't have a great year. I don't remember talking about Dustin Johnson because he wasn't on the PGA Tour, for one thing, and that's what I watch. I'm sure there's that, but in the majors, he wasn't a factor. So I don't know. I don't know if there's pressure on the captain to pick guys on the tour. I kind of doubt it, especially since I think this is the tour that they're combining with next in the upcoming years. I don't know. That was a whole thing that kind of, it just kind of came out of nowhere over the summer, and I wasn't really paying much attention to it, honestly. I'm just watching. I just kind of came back to golf this year as a viewer, so I didn't really care about, oh, this guy's playing on this tour, and this guy's in the PGA Tour, and there's bad blood between these two tour. I don't care. I'm just watching the PGA Tour every week. So anyway, I might have missed something there, but I don't think, since he's been on the and he's friends with the captain, kind of, I don't think they would snub him just because of that. I really don't. So just play better, man. All right, let's move on to some trailers. First up, I have a video game trailer, actually. And I might have to get this for Peacock. I'm going to have to be a little quiet about this because I think she's walking around upstairs. She might be done working. But it's Spy Anya Operation Memories. And this is set to release on the PS4, 5, Switch, and PC in 2024. So it's awful ways, but I did see some video of it. And it's based around Spy Family, the manga and anime. Very popular, and it looks pretty cute and true to the art. And I think they might even have the voices, although it was in Japanese, it sounded a lot like the dubbed voice for Anya, at least. And the description, complete a photo diary for homework by living your daily life as Anya in the world of Spy Family. You will surely find treasured memories in the ordinary daily life. Not only the family members, Lloyd and Yor, but also Anya's friends, Damien and Becky, and even Yori and Fiona will appear in the game. In addition to outings, or as Anya calls them, ootings, she's so cute, play unique minigames to get cute costumes and add color to your memories by dressing up characters in your style. So, this isn't going to be for me. I like Spy Family a lot, but this seems like right up Peacock's alley. Like one of these, you know, just... kill a half hour here or there, do some chores type of games, like an Animal Crossing, although I did play a lot of, play a lot of Animal Crossing or that farming games and things like that. This is what this seems like to me, but around the Spy Family motif, which is kind of cool. Another trailer I saw, Goosebumps, it's coming to Disney, and Justin Long is, I guess, the main star attached to it. And it's a horror comedy based on R.L. Stine's iconic books. And I remember was there two Jack Black movies based on Goosebumps? I think so. At least one. This trailer, you see his character get possessed by a ghost, leading to the ghost to terrorize children of the people who bullied him years ago. And it's coming to Disney Plus and Hulu Friday, October 13th. My one takeaway from this, boy, I hope it's better than the theme song because, whew, yikes. I'm glad that at this point I can't remember it, but it was bad. So, yeah, let's hope it's better than that. I like Justin Long. He's one of those guy actors. He's been in a lot of, like, kind of low-budgety horror movies, and he's usually kind of entertaining in them. It looks like it's legitimately got some horror aspects, and they're playing off some of the books that I was kind of aged out for Goosebumps. My sister read them, so I might have read one or two or just been aware of what the stories were. Usually the cover gave them away. So, yeah, I think it's cool that it's a series, though, instead of a movie, because you'll be able to explore more. Although it seems like there's a centralized theme going through it, so I don't know. Is it like every episode is going to be like a different book, or I don't know how they're going to work that. That seems a bit odd to me. I would have rather personally had it be an anthology, but that's not the direction they're going. The humor in it, it looks a little iffy. Well, let's move on to, I guess this is the big one that dropped this week, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. And this is the end of the DCEU. It marks that when it releases on December 20th in theaters. And the description, having failed to defeat Aquaman. Now, should I do the movie guy voice? I'll try. No promises. Having failed to defeat Aquaman the first time, Black Manta, still driven by the need to avenge his father's death, will stop at nothing to take Aquaman down once and for all. This time, Black Manta is more formidable than ever before, wielding the power of the mythic Black Trident, which unleashes an ancient, malevolent force. To defeat him, Aquaman will turn to his imprisoned brother Orm, the former king of Atlantis, to forge an unlikely alliance. Okay, this is really long. Together, they must set aside their differences in order to protect the kingdom and save Aquaman's family and the world from irreversible destruction. Yeah, I mean, it looks a lot like the first one. What I really noticed and took away from it is a lack of Amber Heard, and I think that's a good thing. And it's not because I'm some wacko who cares about her and Johnny Depp, and I really don't. I don't care who shit on whose bed, or it's not my business. No pun intended. I just didn't like her because she and Momoa had like no chemistry. It was like awkward when they were together and trying to be like lovey-dovey. It didn't start out that way, but it got that way. And I was just like, I'm not buying this. So I'm actually thinking that a Momoa-Patrick Wilson team-up is going to have way better chemistry than him and Mara. So, yeah, and the article starts out with saying how this is the end of the DCEU. Am I sad to see that go? In a word, no. It was more bad than good. As much as I enjoyed The Flash and got some, I don't know, not even feels. I won't even go that far. Just seeing what the DCEU, some of the characters and thinking about it, and that kind of got me like, oh yeah, that was, they had some, there's some tidbits there. Yeah, it was a failure. Let's admit it, the whole thing. So I'm more looking forward to James Gunn and Peter Scolari. What's the guy's name? I never remember it. Peter Skarsgård's vision for the DC movies moving forward. So, no, I'm not sad to see the DCEU go. This is the final nail in the coffin, I guess. And I would hand someone the hammer. All right. Also, another spooky movie, Pet Sematary Bloodlines. And this is coming to Paramount Plus on October 6th. And the tag is, in 1969, a young Judd Crandall? Is set to leave his hometown of Ludlow, Maine, in search of his life's purpose, which is to become Herman Munster, I believe. The synopsis reads, before he makes it out, however, Judd and his childhood friends encounter an ancient evil that has gripped Ludlow since its founding. And, yeah, I don't know if this was necessary. I guess we're going to see, like, the story of that he told the doctor in Pet Sematary 1 about how somebody brought back their kid and he was wrong and dead is better. Yeah, what I got out of this one, David Duchovny's in it. Hey, I haven't seen him in a while. I think he might be the guy who buries the dead kid, actually. So, yeah. And finally, The Fall of the House of Usher. And this is Netflix. It's coming Thursday, October 12th. And this is by the people, or the guy, I don't know, who did Haunting of Hill House and Midnight Mass, and that other one that sucked. And this one is described in the following. In the Wicked Horror series based on the works of Edgar Allan Poe, ruthless siblings Roderick and Madeline Usher have built Fortunato Pharmaceuticals into an empire of wealth, privilege, and power. But past secrets come to light when the heirs of the Usher dynasty start dying at the hands of a mysterious woman from their youth. Yeah, I don't know about this one. It looks like there's it looks a little too light, a little too much humor. There's still some good scary moments, it looks like. of course. And another thing that bugs me that it's, I don't know if it's just like modern storytelling that loves showing unlikable characters. And to me, that doesn't work because I don't get invested in them because I don't care because they're all assholes. So if there's a spirit killing a bunch of assholes, I don't really care. Carla Gugino's in it. I think she's like ghost lady, maybe. Bruce Greenwood, who was our Captain Pike in the JJ movies, is in it. I like him. Of course, you've got a couple of the regulars from the previous shows that this guy did, including, what, Elliot from E.T.? Is that who it is? Henry Thomas, I think. I don't know. I'm sure it'll be decent. I'm just getting vibes of the second show that they did that I didn't really like that I can't remember. Although that one was more melancholy and dramatic. This one, I don't know, the humor. They're trying something different, it looks like. Maybe it'll work. I do like horror comedies to an extent. But, man, Midnight Mass was so good as just a straight-up horror drama that I was really hoping for something more like that. And that's not what this one seems to be. So, a little disappointed, but I'll give it a chance. All right, let's move on to some nerd news. Just one thing in nerd news. I got Donald Glover will co-write Lando Star Wars project with his brother Stephen Glover. And what I gleaned from this article, I didn't know this was even happening, but apparently it's been happening for a while or on the back burner. But it's bouncing back and forth between, is it going to be a movie, which I think it started as, or is it going to be a series for Disney Plus? And now it seems like it's leaning back towards a movie. I would rather, honestly, it be a series. I think you get to explore the characters more in a series, even if it's like a short one, like a 6-episode one. That's more than you'll get with a movie. So I kind of wish it would go in that direction. And I don't know that people will go see a Lando movie. And I'm sure they're going to try to put it in a theater if they make the move, if it's a movie. So I think that's kind of a misplay. Solo didn't do well. Are you going to do well with a young Lando movie? I feel like Star Wars really has to be careful with, and I think they know it, with what they put in the theater, because the fan base is so fickle. So, I mean, half the people didn't even like Obi-Wan, it seemed like, and that should have been a pretty big hit. It didn't seem to be. It's such a divisive fan base that I don't know. It's not 50-50, but it almost feels like that sometimes of like, well, this is good and no, this sucks. So I don't know what they're planning on movie wise. They're doing a Rey movie. That's taking a big risk, I think. We'll see. But like I said, I'd rather this be a series. And it seems like they're still going to have to wait until this strike is over before they can work on it. Sure. But they're not going to be able to do anything with their script or anything until the strike ends. So again, up in the air in a lot of ways for this project. All right, let's move on to some stuff that's coming soon-ish. September 21st, FX's American Horror Story Delicate, Part 1 is premiering on Hulu. So I guess it's on FX and Hulu? I don't know. But I talked about that last show. And September 22nd, something I know nothing about, Guy Ritchie's The Covenant is coming to Prime. And that one, it looks like it's an action war movie, and I think I saw Jake Gyllenhaal attached to it. And other than that, I know nothing about it. So take that one as you will. And that's it for me. Thanks for listening. You can follow us on Twitter, at Besotted Geek Pod, and Blue Sky, at besottedgeekpod.bsky.social. Email the show, besottedgeek@gmail.com. Check out our website, besottedgeek.com, and buy some merch, tpublic.com/user/besottedgeek. Support the show at patreon.com/besottedgeek, and you can see me play video games at twitch.tv/besottedgeek. A lot of old videos. Well, maybe not even a lot. I don't think they save that many. But not so much current things on there. But that is it. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. See ya.